We are very honored to be bringing out members of the Squim City Band to accompany us on this next piece. It's so nice here on the peninsula to have differing musical organizations work together to put on programs such as this. This piece that we're going to do was premiered last night. It was commissioned by the Port Angeles High School Choir and Band Boosters and was intended to be performed by the students of Doug and Jolene Daly upon their retirement. Instead, the world had a different plan. I would like to bring up Doug Daly for just a second, please. Yes. I met Doug on April 25th, 1986, and interviewed him for his first teaching position. And after a four-hour interview, I gave him the job. No, I didn't. Somebody else gave him the job. I just said to them, hire that guy. And we have been teaching together since that time. We taught together in South Jordan, Utah. And then we moved up here and we have taught at Port Angeles High School together. Our entire careers have been spent side by side by Sondheim. And so when we came to our retirement, we approached Dr. Giselle Wires Rice, who is a choral professor at University of Washington, and commissioned her to write the music. We did a long search for poetry, and we felt that these words by Maya Angelou were exactly what we wanted to say to our students. By design, the conductor of the Squim City Band is one of Doug's former students, Tyler Benedict. Another one of Doug's students, Richard Greenway. One of my former and present students is in the choir, Liam Getson. I see Morgan Bartholet. One of mine. I see Joshua Gailey, one of ours. He was in the band and the choir. Justin Gailey was in the band and the choir. Any other students? I do see parents. The Shoffs were parents of Jen, one of Doug's students. Anybody else? So, it's just very delightful that we get to perform this piece. This is Continuum.